And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar.
And today we welcome back Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Deborah, fresh back from the Berkshires.
I am indeed, and happy to have been up and eager, hopefully, to get back up there over the summer. However, we have a great weekend, crazy, wonderful weekend this weekend. So I'm just going to launch right in, beginning with tonight and tomorrow night at the Adrian Arsch Center in the Ziff Ballet Opera House. They're presenting Ballet Hispanico, is a wonderful dance company under the direction of artistic director Eduardo Villaro, and the program they're performing will feature works by Villaro himself, as well as a world premiere by Miami's own dance luminary Rosie Herrera. It is beautiful. Definitely check them out at the Ziff Ballet Opera House at the Arts Center. That's tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. It's also the final weekend of Area Stage Company's presentation of the show titled Title of the Show, and that's down at their Coral Gables Theater at 1560 South Dixie Highway, tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 7 p.m. at Area Stage Company on South Dixie Highway. Also this weekend, we have the third annual Miami Underwater Festival that's being presented by the Patricia and Philip Frost Museum of Science. This whole Underwater Festival is a celebration of Global World Oceans Day. So on Saturday, they're going to have all of their events at the Frost Museum of Science at the South Miami Avenue location, right near downtown. And all of the events at the festival are going to be free with a paid museum admission. However, on Sunday, they're going to present all of the festival activities at the Knight Plaza, which is adjacent to the new Frost Museum of Science, which is under construction, as we all know, and are all watching with eager anticipation, right next door to the Paris Art Museum Miami, right in downtown at 1103 Biscayne Boulevard. So this will be the first time that guests can access the Knight Plaza and sort of take sneak peek photos of the progress of the new museum. It's really going to be fun to be on site. And if you haven't had an opportunity yet to go to Museum Park and enjoy these two museums, one that's open and one that will be open in a not too distant future, what a great excuse to get down there and check it out. So it's the third annual Miami Underwater Festival. Opening next Thursday and running through July 6th, it's, of course, Summer Shorts time, City Theater's incredibly hysterical and provocative Summer Shorts Festival, and it will be in the Carnival Studio Theater at the Arsch Center. Summer Shorts is America's short play festival, and so it's probably the most fun you can have in 90 minutes. Certainly, it's the most theater you can cram into 90 minutes. So it's a ton of fun. Go check out Summer Shorts at the Adrian Arsch Center, presented by City Theater. This Sunday at the Coral Gables Art Cinema, they are featuring a Cuban-American made-in-Miami thriller called Paraíso, and they're going to have on-site the director of the film as well as the lead actor, and this is a really special, extraordinary screening as part of Miami Film Month at Coral Gables Art Cinema this Sunday at 1 p.m. Also this Sunday, I told you it was a busy weekend. Mm-hmm. Also this Sunday, we have Orchestra Miami performing in what I think is a really cool idea. They have a program called Discover Miami Through Music, where they are presenting concerts in Miami's most interesting and historic landmarks. And this Sunday's is at the Miami Scottish Rite Temple, right off of downtown at 471 Northwest 3rd Street. Here's a great opportunity to go. Here's an all Mozart program at the Masonic Temple, and that's this Sunday at 4 p.m. Also this weekend is a performance at the Adrian Arsch Center Carnival Studio Theater through Zoetic Stage, a production of The Great God Pan. This is an Amy Herzog play. The story really explores how one's life and relationships can be thrown into turmoil, but it's less about abuse and more about memory and self-discovery, and it's just a really powerful, beautiful, another triumph from Amy Herzog. And that's on stage at the Carnival Studio Theater at the Arts Center this weekend through Sunday. We also have the closing weekend at the Actors Playhouse in Coral Gables of Scott and Hem in the Garden of Allah. And this story imagines an encounter between two literary titans, F. Scott Fitzgerald and Ernest Hemingway, in 1937. So it's tonight and tomorrow at 8 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. at Actors Playhouse in Coral Gables. The Perez Art Museum has in its galleries selections from the Sackner Archive of Concrete and Visual Poetry, celebrated Haitian artist and local icon Edouard Duval Carrier's Imagined Landscapes, Caribbean Crossroads of the World, and Image Search photography from the collection. They also have works by Jed Novat in the Sculpture Garden. all at the Perez Art Museum in downtown Miami. The Bass Museum of Art is featuring vessels from the collection, Vanitas, Fashion and Art, and Gravity and Grace, Monumental Works by El Anatsui. And the Jewish Museum of Florida, FIU, on South Beach is featuring Growers, Grocers, and Gefilte Fish, a gastronomic look at Florida's Jews and food, as well as Cinema Judaica, The War Years, 1939 to 1949. And for more information about these and everything else going on in town, please check out miamidadearts.org. That's miamidadearts, all one word, .org. And you see a new look on our website, so enjoy that, too. We're pretty proud of it.
Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Deborah, thank you so much for all of those events.
Enjoy the weekend and all of the summer activities.
Great weekend to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Caribbean Jazz Mataz takes place this Sunday, June 8th at 7 o'clock at the Broward Center's Amaturo Theater in Fort Lauderdale, featuring Jamaica's First Lady of Jazz, Myrna Hague, Richie Stevens, Eugene Gray, Charmaine Ford, and George Tandy. For more info, call 800-382-7441 or go to CaribCastTV.tv, CaribCastTV. And in Coconut Grove, this month's Fam Night, Fashion and Art and Music will have a special emphasis on music as Fête de la Musique joins the monthly arts event tomorrow, Saturday the 7th in Coconut Grove. Musicians will be spread throughout the Grove, and as you stroll from gallery to gallery, you'll come upon all sorts of musical genres, all free throughout the Center Grove. And the Grove's own Drum Circle will meet on the corner of Commodore Plaza and Grand Avenue. You can join them. There are always extra drums, seats, and even hula hoops. Admission is free and open to the public that Saturday at 7 in Coconut Grove. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. That's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Chris DeAngelis, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margol. Call us with your comments or event information, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event info to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.